Our Australian speaker is a great example of somebody who has developed what we now refer to as a general Australian accent, and this is simply to be understood more clearly in other countries, and also because she is working as an actress. She gives an example both of her more generic Australian sound and what she refers to as ochre, so that wider Australian, which is sharper and twangier, that you'd hear in states like Darwin, for example, in the north of Australia. She also refers to mirror neurons, the fact that when she talks to her family, that Australian accent becomes more pronounced. This particular example contains all the features you'd expect to hear from Australian: wider vowels, a bit more bend in the sound, twang. But if you want to go and have a really good look at the Australian language and its development, then refer back to the Macquarie University website.
Dea was the infamous princess of the Kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aedes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help fight the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent, guarding the fleeces, and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aedes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Aeolus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Pelasus, was now in office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Aeolus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauce's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal of her husband, Jason. Her thoughtlessness, thirst for revenge, threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own father, my royal line. Ran mad for you. After you to Aeschylus, Peleus's palace. More passion than sense. I killed King Peleus to keep you secure. Killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, horror, and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh, yes. The father I betrayed to go with you. To Peleus's daughters? They'd welcome me with open arms. That glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you. Hurt those I had no need to hurt for you. And in return, you made me the happiest woman in Greece, envied by all. What a husband! Lucky woman, you could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself. Rootless, penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own father, my royal line. Ran mad for you. After you to Icarus, Peerless's palace. More passion than sense. I killed King Peleus to keep you secure. Killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, horror, and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh, yes. The father I betrayed to go with you. To Peleus's daughters, they'd welcome me with open arms. That glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you. Hurt those I had no need to hurt for you. And in return, you made me the happiest woman in Greece. Envied by all. What a husband. Lucky woman. You could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself. Rootless. Penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats. So, about me. I am 36. I am Australian, originally. I've lived in Scotland predominantly for 8 years. I have an accent that comes in and out depending on who I'm speaking to. If I speak to my family in Australia, my Australian accent becomes very pronounced. I've also found that if I listen to Australian music, I find that for the next hour or so, my accent is really pronounced. But has definitely evened out into this almost kind of weird, it's not English, I don't know what it is now. It is what it is, but it's certainly a lot more even and a lot less ochre, as we like to say, but lost its sense of identity, maybe, I don't know. That's it.